Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about seeing God's good even when it looks bad. And our verse we want to look at is Philippians chapter 1, verse 12, where we read this. But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. Again, that's Philippians 1, 12. God loves to give the gift of special relationships. Paul had a special relationship with the Christians in the city of Philippi. They were not only a part of the church that he had founded, they were his friends. But sometimes friends get confused at what God is doing in our lives. And sometimes we're even more confused. Now, in Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, Paul wanted to assure the Philippians that God was doing good in his life, even when maybe it looked bad to them. Now, when Paul visited the city of Philippi, he was arrested and imprisoned. But God miraculously set Paul free, and he continued on preaching the gospel. You'll find that in Acts chapter 16. When Paul wrote his letter to the Philippians, he was in jail in Rome. And the Philippian friends of Paul were probably thinking, God used a miracle to set Paul free before when he was in Philippi. Why doesn't God do it now? Is God letting Paul down? Or maybe Paul's in sin somehow. So in Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, Paul answered a concern of the Philippians, and he wanted them to know that God's blessing and power was still with him, even though he was in prison. He was not out of the will of God. Now, considering how God really did set Paul free in the prison in Philippi, we shouldn't be surprised that those Philippian Christians wondered where the power of God was in Paul's present Roman imprisonment. Paul wanted them to know that God's power was still with him, even if his outward circumstances looked weak. And if Paul isn't being advanced, that's all right, because Paul's passion was to see the gospel advanced, to see the furtherance of the gospel. In fact, even though Paul was in prison, the circumstances around his imprisonment and his manner during it made it clear to everybody that he was not just another prisoner. He wasn't just another Roman criminal, but he was actually a messenger of Jesus. And this witness led to the conversion of many people, even the people who were guarding Paul. Paul could be used by God even in less than ideal circumstances. Matter of fact, Paul's imprisonment gave the Christians around him who were not imprisoned even greater confidence and boldness because they saw that Paul could have joy in the midst of such a trial. They saw that God would take care of Paul even in those difficult circumstances. And they also saw that God could use Paul even when he was imprisoned. Now, we also know that this all turned out for the furtherance of the gospel because during this time, he wrote these letters, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Even when Paul was in bad circumstances, God was still using him. So God didn't waste Paul's time in Rome. God never wastes our time. Though we may waste our time by not sensing God's purpose for our life in the present circumstance that we're in. Look, are you in a bad place? Are you in a prison of some sort? God can, and he wants to, use you right now where you're at. Stop thinking that your circumstances have to change before God's power can be evident in your life. That power can be evident right now. The same God who gave Paul the ability to see good in a Roman prison, he's with you now. He's with you today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.